Well, hi, folks, and welcome to another installment of Squawk 1200. And also welcome on Facebook Live to those who are watching us on the International Federal Partnership Facebook page. We have a social media presence in the studio with us, and EA Radio has several points of presence on social media. Let me just make sure that you all know what those are so that you can interact with our guest if you like. You can tweet to at EA Radio, and that shows up here in the studio. You can certainly email us at info@earadio.net. And apart from social media, you can text us through an SMS short message server or service on your phone. And that phone number for texting is 920-550-1210. And we get those texts right in here as well. So our first quarter hour is devoted to members of the International Federal Partnership, folks who are exhibiting in the Federal Pavilion, and Paul's going to introduce our guest.
Well, first of all, Mike, good afternoon to you.
Thank you.
It's always nice to be back here, and we have a good program today. Our first guest is Adam Gerhart from the National Transportation Safety Board. Adam is an air safety investigator, and he's out of Washington, D.C. First of all, Adam, we know what you guys do. You're advancing safety for the aviation industry. We sincerely appreciate everything you guys do to, you know, to support safety for us. So let's get started. You were telling me earlier that there's a new division at the NTSB called AS-20. Can you just give us a rundown on what that's about and what your role in it is?
Absolutely. Well, Paul, I just want to thank you and EAA also for hosting another great year here at AirVenture. AS-20 is the General Aviation Accident Investigation Division. And really what that is, it's a somewhat new division. And when we say new at the NTSB, it's been around for about 3 years. So,
sure.
You know, in government time, folks have been with us for a long time. So it is relatively new. One of the common questions that we constantly get at our booth or when we're doing outreach is, how do I get a job at the NTSB? And it's a great place to work. And AS-20 is part of that answer. Basically what it is it's an entry-level division for investigators to get their foot in the door and work and lead accident investigations. Typically, they are in the event where you have substantial damage, but, and again, we have a good accident where the pilot walks away.
Okay.
If there is such thing as a good accident, that's one of them. So in that case, our division will lead a overwhelming majority of those accidents while also then learning from senior air safety investigators and being involved in more in-depth investigations under their direction.
So how does the creation of this division change the number of investigators able to take on work?
Great question. We have 5 investigators spread across based within the regions in the Eastern, Central, and Western, and actually a recent addition in the past year all the way up in our Anchorage office. So we have additional 5 investigators devoted to doing the more minor accident investigations, but also at the same time doing a full accident report. Determining and then submitting the probable cause for the board member to determine.
So I think I just understood. I think you just answered my next question was, so you have 5 investigators that are spread out around the country. So they're dispatched on a regional basis by somebody in Washington, D.C., I suppose. Are they able to dispatch on their own?
It's a pick and choose sort of thing. So if there's an investigation where we can launch with a senior investigator where there's going to be an opportunity to for us to assist with the investigation while also learning an additional airframe or learning something with a component of the investigation. So you are part of the team, but at the same time you're getting that mentorship on the job. It's a great experience.
Perfect. So let's go back to, I want to be one of those. What are the qualifications, you know, that would make a desirable candidate for you?
Absolutely. It's something where a lot of the air safety investigators, the NTSB, have a tremendous amount of experience, 20, 25 years of experience in the industry. AS-20 is a group where we use a Pathways program, a recent graduate Pathways. It's a it's something that the federal government uses beyond the NTSB. It's not necessarily an NTSB specific thing. In that instance, you need to be 2 years removed from some sort of qualifying degree. Now, it's not a major that we're looking for. It's just that you've graduated from an undergraduate institution or a master's degree. That's how I was able to qualify. I earned a master's degree in human factors 2 years, about a year prior to when the job announcement came out.
So is that likely going to be the part of investigation that you would be involved in, or could it be a variety of things?
It wouldn't be that specific. We have psychologists really that are devoted to the human factors portion of our major investigations. For us, we're really being groomed to be that investigator in charge, where we're really a jack of all trades, where you never are quite sure what's going to pop up next. And so whether it's helicopter, light sport aircraft, you're going to be ready to handle anything that comes through our door.
Sure.
It sounds like there's an acronym there, right? An ORM, Organizational Resource Management, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talking with Adam Gerhardt from Washington, who's an accident safety investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board. So are you taking applications actively, like right now as we speak, for AS-20 positions?
There is not a application window open right now. It's something that we're hoping for in this fiscal year. The most practical advice I can say is monitor usajobs.gov. .gov and create a search filter for National Transportation Safety Board job announcements. And I know that's a little bit in the weeds, but really just watch that job site. Watch for when we're putting out positions. You can get a notification through that website. It's extremely helpful. Make sure you don't miss the opening.
And Adam, for the general aviation pilots who are part of our audience, What would you want them to know about the NTSB and some of their programs for education?
One of the most important things that we're looking at right now is loss of control, and it's something that we've been focusing on for many years now. One of the ways that it's been really encouraging, because I've been sitting here with my colleagues at our booth in the Federal Pavilion, and it's something we've seen repeated for folks coming up and saying, thank you for publishing reports. I read them on a weekly basis. I read them on a monthly basis. The folks that are doing that, we don't want to overlook the fact that just simply taking the time to read our detailed investigations, to learn from others, is one of the most valuable ways I think the general aviation community can learn from what the NTSB is all about, preventing future accidents.
Well, I tell the people I work with in aviation training that we should never, ever waste a mistake, that there's always something to be learned.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you recommend people take a look at some of the reports from which we can learn?
I would say within our aviation accident database,
On NTSB.gov?
On NTSB.gov. Mm-hmm. There's one other facet of our investigation I want to point out. We, of course, always have a factual report, an analysis, and then a probable cause. But what that report is based upon is factual information in our public docket. So one of the most important things with the NTSB is to be transparent. And from that public docket that can be accessed from the factual report, there's usually a link associated in that report, you can see even more information from what we've built our case off of. So don't a lot of folks, even flight instructors or airline pilots, are they don't know. And I before I came to work for the board, I said, what is this docket? There's a lot more information in there that can be learned from.
Great guidance on how to make use of the NTSB in a time or in an instance when you don't have to, right?
Absolutely. I love what I do, but one of the most challenging aspects is to talk to the pilots that just had a bad day. But talking with them, understanding what happened, others can learn from those. So nobody really wants to talk to me after they have an accident, but we can file a detailed accident report, and hopefully others can learn from the event.
So, Adam, while you're here for the remaining week, are there some things that you yourself want to see, you know, as part of the air venture?
Absolutely. Well, yesterday, the B-25 and the Doolittle raid recreation, just the tribute to the veterans is something that
it's always special, isn't it?
If you don't get, a little emotional about that, maybe need to refocus, because it's just an amazing sight. It's a great show. This is my second time here, and it has not disappointed.
Once again, thanks for everything you do.
Adam Gerhart with the National Transportation Safety Board. Thanks for joining us. So a little later in this hour, we'll be talking about airman certification standards with the FAA and with the chairman, with the chief executive officer of the Abingdon Company. You're listening to EAA Radio.